some news just through this morning. MediaWorks Auckland-based Today FM has stopped live on-air programming. This talk station began a year ago, but Chief Executive Cam Wallace and Head of News Dallas Gurney have left the network in recent times. And a short time ago, the network switched to music. I understand some of its high-profile hosts have been on air this morning as this news unfolds. And they are some of the biggest names, actually, in New Zealand broadcasting. Colin Peacock is with us, RNZ Media Watch presenter. There was a big launch and a huge investment in this station. Always sad when this happens, sad for the individuals involved.
Oh, of course.
Always sad to lose a station. And just explain what we've learnt this morning, Colin.
Well, we don't know if the station is
the format.
But,
yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Excuse me.
But, I mean, what happened was on air, the Tova O'Brien, former political editor at TV3, she's their morning host. During her programme, towards the end of the show, getting towards 9 o'clock, they started discussing their fears and worries for the station. They heard that a station-wide meeting had been called with the CEO, Wendy Palmer, who took over from Cam Wallace, who left, which sparked worries about the future of the station that he himself had backed and said was a five-year plan. So they started airing their worries about it, and then it turns out that, yes, they were asked to stop. Basically, Tova O'Brien announced to the listeners that they had been deceived. We're all going to lose our jobs. Duncan Garner said this is a betrayal. He spoke on air about the company bleeding cash and things were looking bad. But yes, indeed. And so when I caught up with this, I've been told they've gone off air. They were playing ABBA, I Do music, which clearly they are not. They're not broadcasting at all. So quite an extraordinary and sudden end, it seems, to Today
FM. So the hosts, right as this was happening, right as the music was going to be a switch to music only, the hosts were only just finding out or hadn't even really found out and were discussing it among themselves?
Yes, so they were trying to be open and transparent with their audience. They said they knew there was a staff meeting, there was a cloud over the future of Today FM because of the cost of it and the departures of Dallas Gurney, the guy who they were brought in to found the station, the head of news and talk at MediaWorks. So turns out these problems were more acute and management decided to act. But in airing their grievances and their worries on the air, yes, the station has reacted by telling them to play music instead. So Duncan Garner would normally be on the air here.
I see. So the switch to music was because the hosts were talking about things.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Tova O'Brien stayed on. And these are big names. Again, Duncan Garner, former TV3 political editor, wasn't he? He was also had a long stint at TVNZ. He was been a drive host.
Oh, yeah. They're established broadcast and news names.
And this was the thing. Dallas Gurney, who also has a name and a reputation within the industry, was brought in to just remind us to take an existing product and completely reconstruct it, and a lot of investment in bringing in some of these big names.
Yes, indeed. And there was some resentment, we believe, within the company because the music side of the business, which is profitable, of MediaWorks Radio, half the country's music stations effectively, felt that money was being poured down a bit of a drain because Today FM wasn't rating well. So we knew there was a cloud over the future. So the fact that this has happened in itself isn't a surprise. But the way it's unveiled on air this morning is absolutely extraordinary. Producer Tom Day has been tweeting about it. MediaWorks said Today FM was a five-year plan. They have completely lied. So an absolute, complete, total breakdown from the MediaWorks staff and management and their on-air producers and presenters.
That is happening as we speak. I think it started broadcasting 21st March 2022. And remind us of what it replaced and what MediaWorks said at the time about this investment it was making. It was going to go head-to-head and talk radio with the likes of ZB commercially and RNZ, obviously, although we're not a commercial network. But it was putting itself and its presenters right into the, the heavy-hitting talk radio going head to head.
Yep, that's
it. Remind us what it replaced.
It replaced a station called Magic Talk, which before that had been Radio Live for a number of years. So there's always been a talk radio element within that company. The company changed because they sold their TV arm, which had TV3, the News Hub operation. So part of what Today FM had to do was actually create its own news operation. It was a big job. And the chief executive and Dallas Gurney, the former ZB talk director who was
General
brought
manager,
in to do this, he was. They were saying that this was part of the company, it was important, they had a news operation and a talk brand, but I guess it just hasn't worked in terms of finance. I mean, Duncan Garner was on the air this morning talking very frankly, about that, talking about, you know, coffee beans having to be cut back and so on. And the station had to make big job cuts earlier in the year.
The ratings battle as well, particularly for commercial, right? There's the ratings battle as well, because that brings you the advertisers, that brings you the income.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a year, do you get longer than a year to try and make inroads? Can we talk about their owners also? Because that's the other thing. Who owns you, and what is their investment focused on? And if it's focused on follow the money...
Yeah, well, ultimately it's owned by two. There's two main owners. There's the Oaktree Capital, which is a California-based, some people call it a vulture fund.
Uh-huh.
And they've been part owners. They used to be entirely the owners, but now there's also an Australian advertising company, QMS, or Sydney-based anyway, has part of the ownership. But yeah, the Oaktree Capital business have been... at least part owners for about 7 years now, and that's longer than these funds usually own an asset like this. They usually want to flip it on and sell it, but it turns out, you know, they've tried, haven't been able to sell it. So that could be what's going on in the background. But it just seems as though Today FM wasn't making money, wasn't attracting enough audience, and the company had problems elsewhere as well. So yeah, that was what Duncan Garner was talking about on air, saying that people were telling him that the company was bleeding cash. That's what he said on air. So, you know, I guess, you know, something had to give. But for it all to be done in these circumstances is quite bizarre.
We understand that one host stayed on, Tove O'Brien, the morning host, stayed on for the mid-morning host, Duncan Garner. And then our understanding is that the switch was then made to made to music. And that's where things stand at the moment. As we said, always a really sad and a hard day in any industry when this happens, affecting people's livelihoods and careers.